This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has directed additional support for Israel following a surprise attack on the Jewish state by the militant group Hamas on Saturday.
The U.S. Embassy in Israel warned American citizens that the situation continues to be unpredictable. But Washington continues its efforts to de-escalate it, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken during an appearance on ABC's This Week show.
I was on the phone with the Israeli president, the foreign minister. The entire government has been engaged throughout the region and well beyond, both to build support for Israel and to make sure that every country was using whatever means it has, whatever influence it has, to pull Hamas back and also to make sure that we don't see conflict erupt in other areas.
Already, more than 20,000 people have sought shelter in schools run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Supporters of Israel and backers of the Palestinian cause rallied in American cities on Sunday over the conflict that killed hundreds and wounded thousands in the Middle East. In New York City, a skirmish broke out between opposing demonstrators near the United Nations compound, while a large group of Palestinian supporters rallied in Times Square. More than 2,000 people died in western Afghanistan following earthquakes and aftershocks.
Many survivors now depend on life-saving care in crowded emergency rooms like this one in Herat province. Afghanistan is a mountainous country prone to earthquakes. According to the Reuters news agency, diplomats and aid officials say the ruling Taliban's strict restrictions on women and human rights in general have led to donors and aid agencies backing out of the country. The Washington Post reports first responders compared the damage of these recent quakes to one from 2022 that killed at least